That woman, you're sitting at the back. You told your driver to turn down the volume, Abi.
It's a lie. It's a lie. We're going to shout louder. What's up, Lido?
Turn the driver. Turn down the volume of that. Okay, don't worry. I think we didn't see you. Don't worry. Keep it up here. Keep it up.
Good morning, Lagos.
Morning,
9 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcoming you to the best conversation that Lagos has ever experienced. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? I'm very fine.
Yes, that's your assignment today. My name is Mary Anna Cohn, and with me is a very tall, dark, and handsome Stretch.
My name is Stretch. Good morning.
It's me, yeah, whatever.
Yes.
What picking go do you for Junction?
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Well, Joe, we're normal. I just want to put it out there. We're very normal people.
It's okay. It's okay.
Very normal. Doing a normal show.
Yeah.
Abnormally.
We just always talking like this. You know, that's what I don't know why you don't want like that. I don't know, Olivia. Good morning and welcome. First, I want to send a big birthday shout out to a friend.
Hey.
He's a very good friend of ours. Close brother. He's a musician.
Mm.
He's a politician.
Yes, he's an entertainer.
He's an entertainer.
I'm not kidding.
He is someone who says things and does it. He's a traveler.
No. You don't have to do it. He's okay. A talk-na-do guy.
Person.
You understand?
And incidentally, Marianne and myself, we've been in his domain.
And he's treated us really nicely.
Treated us really nice. I want to say a big birthday shout out to you.
Yes.
And we do love you. As you cut your cake today,
we
know that you're not cutting your life. You're not cutting your future.
Mm.
It's going to be very great with you.
Mm.
Today will be the least you've ever been.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Governor Wike, happy birthday! The governor that has been the project governor of the year.
Mekau
governor. Happy birthday, Governor Wike.
Right,
happy birthday.
We'll finish that one. All right, we have other civilians.
All right, we have other birthdays.
Other civilians want to wish happy birthday. We're not laughing at the former one.
Yeah, well, I want to say happy birthday to two of my babies. Farah's birthday was just over the weekend. Happy birthday, Farah!
Happy birthday, Farah!
Farah just turned 4.
Woo!
And of course, my other baby, Zinachi, is going to be 10.
Zinachi, 10 years old. You
happy birthday,
bitch.
Zina!
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
We love you.
All December babies are gorgeous.
Yes, and even other months.
All right.
How do we start the show? Apart from wishing governors and people important and everybody happy birthday, we start with a part we call Sound Off.
Mm-hmm.
And after Sound Off, we go into our musing. And after the musing, we go into the other part of the show. And before you know it, it's 12 and we're out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But we leave you with an experience. We leave you with a tasting buds and you will want to hear us the next day. So let's go straight to it. It's called Sound Off.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badogba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, this is Sound Off, today's 30 minutes past the hour. And we heard some time back that some pipelines were discovered that were constructed with engineering prowess, and they went from where the oil was drilled into the Atlantic, somewhere in the ocean. And nobody knows, nobody. People were speculating. These pipelines were like 10 years old. Some said 9 and were wondering, talking about figures. Then we saw that some ships were found. some vessels rather were found that were lifting crude. They passed through our waters, discovered by the Equatorial Guinea Border Patrol. And when these were caught and held down, it was set on fire. And everybody, Nigerians started asking, who constructed these pipelines? Who's going to investigate this? And nothing. When we made the noise, we heard the reports from government that nobody is nothing is not worth investigating. Mm-hmm.
It's the army chief.
Yes.
When he was, you know, asked why that vessel was destroyed without, you know, investigation. There's practice. Nothing to be investigated. That was his word.
That's what we do. That's how we do it.
Yes.
Well, the federal government has at last yielded to calls by well-meaning Nigerians to investigate the crude oil theft, which has left our economy haggard despite the oil boom and other oil producing economies experience. We see Qatar, and the only thing that is making Qatar and Dubai the way you are is what we have, crude oil. Well, the Pan-Nigerian Development Forum, PANDEF, had in October this year prevailed on the federal government to institute a judicial panel of inquiry into the matter. But the National Security Advisor, NSA, retired Major General Babagana Mungunu, announced the administrator of the Presidential Amnesty Program, retired Major General Barry Ndiomu, as head of the 11-person investigative panel on crude oil theft, has been a major problem bedeviling the economy. So, at last, something has been set up to do. But I just want to ask, if you want to investigate something evil going on, don't you think you should just try to stop it first and say, okay, this is going on, halt. Then let's find out how it started. I don't know if this pipelines we saw pictures, we heard people say it's been there for 9 years, some say 14 years, some are asking if you know when it was coming. Nobody has said they built that, they made that be there. So if you're going to be investigating, can we see how we can stop this crude from flowing, or has it stopped? Or is someone being, who are you investigating? Are you investigating the act itself or the origin? But yes, there's a panel being set up, 11-man panel, we clap to that. But we're saying, if you're going to investigate something, can we just, I mean, if there's a quarrel between myself and Marianne, if you want to solve this, we'll have to stop fighting first.
No, I beat you down. Sorry.
So you have to say, okay, two of you, stop. Who caused this? So if this is what is going on with the pipeline, with oil theft, can we stop it first? The pipeline, is it still pumping crude? Are we still having this going on while we're investigating? Or what are we really investigating?
Let me start from here. When was the last time a committee set up by the federal government to look into problems within the federal government have ever yielded anything? Oh, please come at me with your facts. Where is Professor Pandey? If you can give me that answer right now. And what happened to all those monies? If you can give me that answer, then I will take this seriously. But if there is no Professor Pandey and every other committee that has been set up to look into another committee, where have we gotten to? What are the solutions we've come up with? Who has gone to jail? What heads are rolling? None.
Nothing.
I'm sorry. DSS had told us that they were going to make sure that in 48 hours, they gave an ultimatum. Yesterday, we reminded them.
72 hours.
I'm sorry. I do not take any of these things seriously. Until I see actions that match them, this is just a joke. This is all of you just paying lip service to the fact that Nigerians are pushing. You're just saying, let's give them something to make them relax. Yeah. But to do the
pacifier
job that we're asking you to do,
mm-hmm.
you're not doing it. So I'm sorry. Until you do anything that gives us hope, this is a joke.
You're just joking with us, like putting the pacifier in the mouth of
If you're unable to stop the oil from flowing into that vessel that is continuously taking out our crude and monies are being taken away from this
daily.
Country, if at this time of the year zero has been accrued from the NNPC, we're joking. This is all just a bunch of jokes put together to make Nigerians forget about their pain. This is a joke. And that sound off. Take it to Lagos, to Lagos. All right, 10:45. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. What's up, Lagos? I am Mary Anako. Now, we asked the question before we went on that break. Yes, we did. And we asked you if you had an option of, you were, in fact, not an option, you were certain that you were going to make heaven today, and whatever heaven, you know, means for you, whatever you think heaven is, you know, paradise or whatever you want to call it, and you were guaranteed that, Would you die today? Would you die next week? And if you say, no, I'm not going to die, I'm not ready to die, what exactly would be your reason for staying back if you know that you're guaranteed all the good things right after, you know, you die? Well, let's talk about it. It's not as simple as people think it is, right? Because I've seen so many responses so far. I want to quickly read the response that we got on Instagram, and then I will come to the phone lines. But don't forget, the phone lines are open. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a lady, you can call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. You can tweet at Nigeria Info PH, use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos, and of course the post is on Instagram at Nigeria Info 99.3. We'd like to hear from you, but let's go. So on Instagram, we're at Nigeria Info FM Lagos. Okay, let's look at the responses. We got two very interesting responses on Instagram. Umaji here says, no, I will not die because heaven is already guaranteed for me, and God has also promised me a long life on earth. So I will get to heaven when I'm old, she says. Okay, honey. Julie Paul says, I won't die next week because even if I'm not guaranteed, I would like to stay because there's room for improvement, he says. Okay. Somebody here on WhatsApp says, what's up, Lagos? Today's topic is pretty interesting, particularly for me. To the question, I would say, let it come now. I'm ready. This life is tiring, I must admit it. Nice job, guys. Joe from Ikorodu sent us that message. Let's go to the phone lines now, guys, and let's hear what you have to say. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, stretch to life. Good morning.
Nobody won't die, but
they won't go ever. Oh, are you still there? Oh dear, I think we lost you. But do call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Utunu? Good morning.
I've added Esquire to my title.
Esquire.
Mm-hmm. So I'm already dead. This is my way I did for Nigeria.
Well,
I don't feel bad, boy. I don't feel bad, Gary. I think I'm already 150. Is it not just already? Make I tell you, I'm already in heaven now. Because until you guys come back, let me again say that it's heaven. Unless that, Nigeria is heaven, and Nigeria is hellfire. So I'm already dead. Thank you very much.
All right, Utali. Thank you very much for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Go ahead. Give me the what's up, Lagos. Sorry, first time caller. Call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Kingsley from Jakonde.
Hi, Kingsley. So, what if you had a guarantee that you're going to heaven right now if you die? Would you die now or would you die next week?
If I get guarantee, say I'd go heaven now. For lie, I will just die. I know say if I go heaven, it will be better part this country where person there.
But there's something that's here on earth for you to enjoy. Why would you just die like that?
Oh, mama, every retired person, the person just die. So, because I die, you don't do so. You don't feel by God, you don't feel by fuel. You don't feel enter boss.
You go better.
I'm your.
Thank you very much for calling. For those of you who are just joining us, it's What's Up Lagos, and I'm musing today. We're just asking a very tricky question. If you had a guarantee today, you woke up and they told you that, you know, you have a passport to heaven, you know, if you ever die, would you die right now? Or would you wait till you're old enough to go? And what would be your reasons for staying or going? 0700-993-993-993. I see the phone lines. They're blinking like crazy. 0700-993-993-993-993. That's for everyone. But the ladies, you can call 01465-7190. Let's take a call from a lady. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry, lady. Call me back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
This your topic, I just like Camo.
Tell me about it.
If I'm sure, God guarantee me said that place is for me right now. I will go, my sister.
You pack your bag and be going.
What did I use? No, I don't need all these things. So
but what about your loved ones? What about your friends? What about family? You know you're going to cause pain.
We'll be praying for them to come and meet me. That place. Where people are fighting to go. And God just tell me, say, the team is secure. I should come. My mansion is ready. What am I doing here? Struggling for everything. When I'm going to enjoy everything, just free like that.
But are you not being selfish? The people that will be crying and be sad.
My children, my husband come. I'm taking off. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. But sincerely, what about the people who love you? Because you see, the truth is, grief is very tough. I can tell you from experience, it's pretty tough. So if you're in such a hurry to go, what about the people who love you, the people that you left behind, especially if you're still very young? I'm worried. And she said, even before her husband and her children. Okay, but it's her opinion. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yes, tonight. Good morning. Victor, how are you?
Fine. The reason why for die go now because of my Nigeria pastor.
What did Nigeria pastor do you?
Yeah, I think that's the question where you ask now.
I said if you had an opportunity, you're guaranteed that if you die today, you go to heaven. Would you die right now? That's what I asked.
Yes, yes.
So what does the Nigerian pastor have to do with it?
Yeah, the Nigeria pastor... Because of this man locates me, Barrister Olumide used to locate me every Saturday for studio there. Any chapter for Bible, he could break them down. He let me understand.
Okay.
Yes, that's the reason.
Okay, I'm still trying to understand, but thank you, Victor, for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
What's up, Otto?
What's up? Good morning.
Very morning.
Morning.
One of my chairman is there.
He has run away from the studio.
You see, that guy, I told you the color of India for Nigeria. I mean, Victor.
Victor did what?
Victor, I think it's the color of the year.
Oh, the color of the year.
I'm telling you, that guy is a wonderful guy.
Wow. Okay.
Nigeria pastor had to do.
What?
You said what has Nigerian pastor had to do when Victor was saying something Nigerian?
No, he said Nigerian pastor.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, it's the color of the year for me. Maria. Nigeria. It was it is now. I know even if I did somewhere they happen, I would just send message to my students and everybody, my friends. It don't happen. I will go.
So you would go. You would go the next day, the very opportunity you have.
I'm telling you.
Wow. And you don't care about how people would feel and the many people that you hurt. All right, still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. 3 minutes past the 11 o'clock hour. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Mary Anna Conan. We're still musing this morning, but in a few minutes, we're going to switch conversations to talk about, of course, we're in the campaign and election season. And most importantly, civic education, voter education is very important. We all need to be aware of our rights and responsibilities as we head on into, the elections come 2023. And there's a lot happening around us, and there are so many of us that are swayed by some of the dramatics and all of the theatrics that politicians are playing, and this is also taking our attention away from the most important things that we need to be aware of and of course arm ourselves with as we get into the election season. We're going to be talking with a guest who's going to be joining us live from the United Kingdom, but before that, I want to go through your messages, quickly wrap up on those musings. We're still talking about if you had a guarantee that you have a passport to heaven right now, would you die today? Would you die next week? Or would you wait until you grow old before you now finally go? A lot of people believe they have mansions, in heaven. Some other people believe that they have virgins waiting for them in heaven, all kinds of things. But if you were guaranteed that, would you go today? So we're asking, what are your thoughts? Okay, this one says on WhatsApp, For the description of the scriptures, heaven is the most beautiful place and peaceful place everyone would want to be in. However, even if I'm guaranteed heaven, I wouldn't wish to die next week because I believe I have a purpose here on earth and I have to accomplish it until then. Let God's will be done. Philip from Sri Leary. Spoken like a true Philip, eh? All right, well, we're taking your thoughts and comments. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You can join the conversation on Twitter with the hashtag WhatsUpLagos. We want to hear from you, and we want to hear your thoughts on this particular matter. Don't forget, use the hashtag WhatsUpLagos. That way, I'm able to read your messages. If not, I would not be able to, you know, bring it out from all of these messages that are here. Okay, all right. 0700-993-993-993. Numbers for you to call, ladies. 01465-7190. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, sorry about that. Please call me back if you can. All right, 0700-993-993-993. And ladies, I would really want to hear from you. I like the lady who said that. I beg, go, she's going, you know. She will even go before her wife, before her husband, I beg your pardon. What's happening to my English? Before her husband and her kids. And I'm wondering, what about the people you leave behind? Are you not going to be worried about the fact that they will be sad, they'll be grieving, and grief is very tough to get over? So, again, as much as we're all excited, what about those you leave behind? And I like Philip. Philip is saying that there might just be a purpose for which you're here. So if you run away, is that not a problem? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey, cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning, Miriam. Good morning.
Morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Oh, my name is Julia. I'm calling right now from Ajawa Estate.
All right, go ahead, please.
Oh, definitely, Miriam. I don't want to die.
But you want to go to heaven, though.
I want to go to heaven, but
yeah, so you have to. But that has to happen.
I have a lot of people looking up to me. My kids are there. My wife is there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people looking up to me. So I would rather wait till I get old before I die.
Mm.
I don't want to die at that moment. No, I would rather wait.
Okay, you want to enjoy life.
I want to enjoy life.
Thank you very much for calling. Let me ask a question. You know, we're all talking about, you know, it's from either religious or a very personal perspective. What if this guarantee is a scam? You now get there, you have died, you get there, and I say, oh, it was just, you know, it was his kids. Look at the camera there, look at the camera there. But let's check. No, you're a candidate for hell. How about that? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? Anybody home? All right, call me back. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos? My name is Abiola from Oba.
Hi, Abiola. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, please. I don't want to die now.
Why?
Life is good. Life is so sweet.
Life is
even
sweet.
The poor man doesn't want to die. Like, seriously, nobody wants to die now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to die. I want to enjoy this life till I'm 100 or 150.
150.
Yes.
Abiola Kini, what is it?
I'm enjoying this life. I swear now. Forget it. I'm enjoying this life. Forget it. In as much if you can walk, are you getting me? If you have what you're doing, if you are walking, for you enjoy this life.
Okay.
You enjoy this life.
All right, Abiola. Thank you very much for calling. All right. I like those who love life. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey, 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 hey. Okay, all right. You spend all the time doing what's up, Lagos. Okay, we'll take one last call before we go into our big conversation for today. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Sorry about that. Let's see who the last lucky caller will be. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Yeah. This is a very, very tempting offer.
Indeed.
I'm not going to take it.
Why?
I'm not going to take it because there's so much to do over here.
Really?
I only want to go before Baba God and he tells me, you're supposed to accomplish this, that, and that, and you did it. No,
but what if it was a scam? You now get there and they say, is this guy was yes, and you're not going to heaven. I am not going to heaven.
It's a one-time thing. I don't want to go two times. That's the one. If I have gotten there, I've gotten there. That is it.
Okay.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you so much. You too. All right. Well, it's still What's Up Lagos. We'll take a quick break and a breather. When we come back, we'll be talking about the art of politicking, the realities of politics in Nigeria, as opposed to the surfaces, the things that we see on the surface, you know, the deep-seated issues, and why we all need to be equipped with the information that we need before we go into the election season. It's a What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info, 13 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos. I'm Mary Anacode. I did promise that we were going to talk about a little bit of politics, rights, responsibilities, and all the things that we need to arm ourselves with as we get ready for the election season. And we're already in the season. The campaigns are, you know, on. We're seeing a lot more people, you know, either pitching their tents with one person or the other. And there are lots of people who are also sitting on the fence, who might not necessarily know where to cast their votes. But then there's so many intrigues and, you know, all kinds of drama, theatrics that are happening, you know, as we are getting ready for the season. And we're trying to make sure that everybody knows what they should do, what their rights are, what their responsibilities are, and to look beyond the facade, to look beyond the facade of, you know, what the politicians are saying. And my guest is joining me live from the United Kingdom. Uti Elu is a host, is a co-host of a program on cable television, Plus TV Africa, Channel 308. And of course, Uti presents a program, co-presents a program, which is called Ways. That is What Are You Saying? Uti, so good to have you join us. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Lagos. Good morning, everyone.
Great. I'm sure everybody's wondering, why are we having a lady have this conversation? Eh? Who knows, you know, about the politicking more than men? But hey, it's 2022. Uti, you and I have had conversations around, you know, these movements on social media, whether it be Obedience, whether it be the Kwankwa Seers, whether it be the Articulate, whether it be the BATS movements. We've seen these movements, and of course the people who support these movements seem to be very, very serious about these movements. They want to kill themselves over these movements. Of course, people have a right to, you know, support whoever they're supporting. But when we talk about the importance of politicking, the art of politicking as opposed to what we see and what we hear, where do we even start from? I'll let you just, you know, give us a little bit of background.
Yeah, interesting. So thank you for having me. This is such an interesting topic for me because I think it's important that we start to delve delve beneath the surface, right, of what we're being told, just even to understand what our expectations should be, and understand the system, understand how the game of politics works, because let's be clear, it is a game, right? So what is it that we as people should be looking out for? What signs should we be looking out for? What should we expect? What should we understand? As with any kind of game, mm-hmm. you have to have a strategy to win.
Yeah.
And winning is the first milestone, particularly in the game of politics. Because if you don't win, you don't get into office. You don't get into power.
Absolutely.
Whatever changes, whatever good intentions you may have, right? Winning is the first, you know, first threshold. If you can't win, then it doesn't matter how good your intentions are. You're not going to. So the understanding of what those strategies look like, the understanding as people as to how we assess and actually be able to distill between this point where it's all about the strategy of getting into office versus what we'll actually get when we get into office. So it's like those memes you see on Instagram, what I ordered versus what I got, right? You have to actually be able to start to distill, to say, you know what, I've ordered this amazing looking outfit. I need to be sure that what this tailor is telling me, when I finally get it, it won't be what she was telling me just to get me to pay her for the order,
mm-hmm.
but that she actually has the capacity and capabilities to deliver on the outfit in the style and the way that I want it, with the fit that I want it. And I think that's really where the disconnect is happening, because the quote unquote, if I stick with my analogy, the tailors we have today they tell perfect stories. They tell they wield really great tales about their capacity, how they've designed for the celebrities and stars of the world. Mm. They have the ability to set our expectations really high. And what we've seen election season after election season is that once the order is placed, what you got is a completely different thing from what you were expecting.
So how do we distill? So
that's the real thing.
So how do we distill? Because that's where, that's the core of it. How are we able to tell? How do we sieve, you know, the truth from the lies or the facades that these guys are presenting us with?
So one of the things that I always say is that knowledge is power, right? A lot of times, and rightly so, you know, our lives today can be really tough. The impact of our leaders, of these politicians, when they get into office, really, really affects our lives. So it's difficult for you to say, oh, we need to put aside emotion. Because one of the first things is emotion. And emotion is so powerful, right? Mm-hmm. Emotion changes expectations greatly. So, you know, something that might not have been a problem for you when you were in a good mood, by the time you're in a bad mood, you're like, this thing is do or die, right? So that ability to have to, first of all, even realize that this is a game, to realize, first of all, that you need to be able to distill the information that you're getting, then to understand that you need to put emotion aside. And how do you put emotion aside? You put emotion aside with knowledge. So it's not just about you going and saying, oh, get your PVC, I want to vote, right? We need to start to actually want to understand the game, understand the strategy. If I'm playing a game of chess, right, I need to understand the different moves that are allowed in the game of chess. Mm-hmm. When I understand the moves, then I can understand how to strategize my own unique way to make those moves. But imagine if you don't understand the moves and you're like, oh, I'm just going to move my queen here, I'm going to move my rook there. You're obviously not going to win at the game. And that is what I believe has been missing, is that we keep focusing. I don't even, you know, conspiracy theorists will say that this thing is also misdirection. We keep focusing on go get your PVC, go get your PVC, right? Well, let's be honest. Those who have the numbers will tell you that Nigeria has never had a PVC problem. So I think somewhere before I think it was the 2019 election or 2015, I think it was, there were already 80 million PVCs in circulation. And I think we only had 23 million. So I'm trying to remember the numbers now. If that 23 million was either 2019,
yes, exactly.
So I think it was either 2015 or 2019, where it was about 23 million, right? So if you had 80 million in circulation and then 23 million actually going out to vote, one could argue that the problem isn't really the PVCs. It's whether the PVC holders didn't have enough knowledge, didn't have enough interest to be able to go out and use them. Now, that's one level, right? And this is not to say that people shouldn't go out and get their PVCs. Yes, everybody should have their PVCs because it's your right to vote. You should be able to exercise that right, which you can't without a PVC. But if you distill that fact from the fact that the amount of PVCs in circulation, not even up to a half of that was actually used to vote in the last election, right? So that starts to tell me to look in a different direction. Right.
As much as it's important to have a PVC, it's very important to have a PVC, but what do you do with it? Is it a means of identification?
What do you do with it? Yeah. Right? Exactly. So there is the knowing that we come out to vote, which I love the fact that there's really been that drive for this election, which is getting people to actually come out to vote. So don't just have your PVC as a means of ID. But the next question I ask myself, which is the knowledge part of it, right, is, no matter how much we like to admit it, you know, that how many parties are on the ballot this time? 23? Is it 23 or 18? I think it's about 23.
For the presidential, 18. 18.
Yes. 18. Thank you. So we have 18 candidates on the ballot for the office. Now, that 18 already means that my choice is limited. Right? Mm-hmm. I can't go out to the ballot and say, you know what, I'm not a Kwankosia, I'm not part of the back movement, I'm not an obedient, you know, I'm not articulate. In fact, I think I want to vote for myself. You can't write your name on the ballot. At that point in time, to a large extent, a large part of that decision has been made for you. So you have a limited pool of people which you're going to choose from. Now, how are those people picked? And do we have a say in those 18 people being picked? That's where my spotlight goes to next.
I want you to hold that thought, Uti. Yeah. Hold that thought. I want us to dwell on that. We have to go on a break, a quick break. But these people are picked, that's also pointing to a position where Nigerians get stuck, where we say, oh, politics is a dirty game. I don't want to be part of this political parties. But then these are the people who choose the candidates that we eventually get to vote for. So we'll talk about that just after this break. Well, Uti Elu is a TV anchor, and she is here with us this morning to talk about the art of politicking and how ready we are for the 2023 elections. It's still What's Up Lagos, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back after this break. So What's Up Lagos, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome back from that very short break. 44 minutes gone past 11 o'clock. We still have Uti Elu joining us from the United Kingdom. Uti Elu is a TV host, and we've been talking about the art of politicking, what we need to, as voters, look into as we gear up for the elections. Uti, now, before we went on that break, unfortunately, our time is really fast spent. I'm going to have to drag you back here in person soon for us to have this conversation again. But then before we went on that break, we're talking about why a lot of us need to probably get involved in political parties as to ascertain who these parties throw up. And we observed all the political parties and how these aspirants emerged. For some people, maybe not satisfactory, but let's hear from you.
Yeah, so I mean, you're absolutely spot on, right? So just before we went on the break, I was talking about how the fact that these choices have already been made for you. So when we start to talk about increasing our knowledge of politicking, of how the game of politics works, then very important for us to also start to realize that, look, I want to have a real say, which means that before the campaigning and all the showboating and to making all the promises and that part of the game starts, I need to be involved in, or even at the very least, understand how that process works, right? Because even if the number of delegates will always be limited, right? But the more people that we can get into that part of the conversation, that really needs to start. I think we've driven enough awareness now about the importance of voting and the importance of having your PVC. We now need to take it a step higher, because to be honest, we've done the same thing over and over in Nigeria where, you know, we hope for change, we shout for change. and then you get the change and you're like, perhaps this is not the kind of change that we actually wanted. So we need to start digging a bit deeper to say, you know what, how does the game of politics work? These delegates that we see, I think there was a lot of interest this time during the primaries and, you know, what actually then happened and played out. But people need to start to understand, how can I be part of this process? You know, politics has a very poor reputation. I won't say bad reputation. It has a poor reputation, right? And a lot of the narratives that have been spoken about politics is a dirty game. You know, you don't want to get involved. It's not for a certain, it's for a certain caliber or type of person. But that in itself is a myth we need to dispel. Everybody needs to get involved. If we really want to see this change, what's that quote that says, you know, be the change you want to see, you know, look at the man in the mirror. We need to start to understand that we're not going to, how can I put this? You need to go into those parties and almost eat them from inside out. So if you want to see change, the change needs to start even at that level, where more and more people are, just as much as they're trying to get their PVCs, they're also trying to get party cards. They are actually going and joining parties, understanding politics, so that you're not just buying whatever rhetoric is out there, whether it's on social media, whether it's the mainstream media. Somebody's always selling you something, but there's buyer's choice. For you to buy, you have to have information.
Okay.
So really and truly, how do we get into that part of the game? You know, so I'm going 2-3 steps ahead in the game to say, you know what, I don't want to just come into the game somewhere in the middle. I want to understand the entirety of the game from the beginning right to the end. And I want to participate, right? So that's what we need to start looking at. So this drive that we have, this urgency that we have now to see a better Nigeria, we need to take it all the way, because even during the primaries, a lot of people wanted different candidates. We all ended up with only one. And a lot of us didn't have a say in who that one was. Then once that problem is set, then it's now compounded by campaigning and trying to convince you and all of that. Wow. So we need to turn our energies to the right place. Absolutely. That's where true change will happen.
I really want this conversation to continue. So Uti, promise me when you're back in Lagos, we're going to drag you into the studio to have a part two of this conversation. But I want to let Lagosians come in because we have just about a few minutes. You have about two, three minutes to go. 0700-993-993-993. We would like to get your thoughts on this. 0700-993-993-993. If you are a lady, you can call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. How ready are we for the elections come February next year? Are we really ready? Do we have everything that we need? Are we well equipped? From all of the things that Uti has put out here, are we ready? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's your name? Where are you calling from? Go ahead. Oh dear, please call us back if you can. Apologies. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, my name is
Hello. All right, do call us back if you can. And you're in a very noisy place, so it's very difficult for us to hear you. 0700-993-993-993. Don't forget, you can send us a WhatsApp message. We'd like to hear from you. You can tweet with the hashtag WhatsUpLagos. Uti has to go in a few minutes, but we'll just see if we can take a few thoughts here and there before letting Uti go. But Uti, we have to continue having this conversation. The elections are not going to end just in 2023. It's an ongoing thing. But let's see if we can take this call. Hello, good morning. Yeah. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, my name is... What's up, Lagos? My name is Otuke Aaron Jason.
Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, I'm really glad you're bringing Uti online. Uti, if you can hear me, this is your very childhood friend, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this...
Wow, hello.
I don't think, even with the large turnout for PBCs and everything, I don't think the psychology of Nigerians is ready for this election at all.
Hmm.
Because don't be surprised that we are going to have the same thing over and over again. We have this ideology of people just sticking to the norm.
Hmm.
They don't want to see the actual change. We do call changes.
Hmm.
But are we asking it? That's a very big question we need to ask ourselves.
Hmm.
So, and I hope this big week's money...
Aaron, are you there?
I tell we not turn things down.
Okay. All right.
Good morning, everybody.
Thank you very much, Aaron, for calling. So he's saying we need a total mindset change. And are we ready to change? Because you see, because you're used to a particular thing or a particular way of things being done, it's always very difficult to want to move or change sides. But then I always ask, are we not tired as Nigerians with the status quo? And if we're tired, why are we not changing stuff? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello.
All right, do call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Peter. I'm calling you precisely from my port.
All right, Peter, go ahead, quickly.
Yesterday, I was trying to call you because since yesterday.
Peter, do you want to comment on this topic because we do not have time? All right. I thought so too. Hello, good morning. All right. Because we're almost out of time, we're going to do this again. But I want to say thank you to our guest. Uti Elu is a TV host. She hosts, co-hosts a program on Plus TV Africa, channel 408 on DSTV. And it's called Ways, What Are You Saying? It's a show that samples opinions of Nigerians across the country. And we will bring Uti back, of course, sometime soon so that we can continue this conversation because it's very important that we understand how ready we are as a people for the elections. It's not enough to say we have our PVCs. It's not enough to say, oh, go and find out what your polling unit is. How ready are we to pick the people who will lead us? Because that is what will determine how good our tomorrow will be. Well, that's it. Before we go, we have Info Girl here. She's got some information for us. And right after that, we'll be saying our goodbyes. Info Girl.